A new film on imprisoned journalist Mumia Abu-Jamal opens in New York this week. The film, Mumia, Long Distance Revolutionary, is an examination of Abu-Jamal's journalistic work and includes appearances by numerous progressive figures from Alice Walker and Angela Davis to Ruby Dee and Amy Goodman. It opens in New York on the 1st of February. Producer-director Stephen Vittoria discussed the film with WBAI's Jose Santiago. According to Vittoria, the film looks at the imprisoned journalist's work rather than his legal case.
There have been a number of films, books, and articles written about Mumia's case. This film, Mumia, Long Distance Revolutionary, doesn't deal with his case whatsoever, but rather it deals with his life and times as a writer, a journalist, a revolutionary, over the last 30 years, and even before that, back to the days when he was 15 years old and fighting the system then and writing for the Black Panther newspaper. And the film, we believe, offers an alternative narrative to the unfortunate narrative that has been spun by the mainstream media and people to continuing to try to keep Mumia under draconian conditions in prison. And as Tariq Ali said in the film, in the United States, people have moved heaven and earth to silence his voice. And this film is dedicated to bringing his voice to life. He's had an incredible career as a writer, as a journalist. From death row, he has published 7 or 8 incredible books, more than 3,000 broadcasted commentaries, and under harsh and really tough conditions, without a computer, without a library. And this film brings to life how he does it, why he does it. It truly is a journey through his life, as the subhead of the film implied.
And I see that the film incorporates the voices of many people, artists, celebrities of note and some substance, especially in progressive circles. Can you give us an idea of who you speak with? Whose voices do we hear in this?
Producing the documentary, without the ability to interview and speak with Mumia live on camera is difficult. I've told folks it's kind of like making the movie Jaws and not having the shark. It definitely creates obstacles. We did have a good amount of footage of Mumia prior to when the state of Pennsylvania stopped the ability of journalists to bring cameras into the prisons, primarily because of Mumia's voice to silence him, but they had to bring it down on all prisoners in Pennsylvania. So we needed to gather a cast of interviewees that would take this journey with us, along with the older footage of Mumia talking about his life. And the headliners in the film are Cornel West and Alice Walker, Angela Davis, Reuben Hurricane Carter, Tariq Ali, Amy Goodman, Juan Gonzalez, Giancarlo Esposito, Peter Coyote, and the list goes on and on. There are some famous, there are some not so famous. One of the great interviews in the film, Jose, is an interview with Mumia's sister, Lydia, who unfortunately passed away a number of months ago, and it was probably her last interview before she passed away. And her recollections of her baby brother growing up, right through her visitation with him, with non-contact visit for 30 years while he was in solitary on death row, is just extraordinary.
And as you look at the body of his work, his journalistic work, what are some of the areas in which his voice, even from behind bars, has influenced people, has influenced the public discourse on issues? What are some of the issues that he has tackled?
Indeed, and he has truly evolved as a writer. When Mumia first began writing in prison on a regular basis, things that were published starting with the Yale Law Journal in 1993 or 94, Mumia spoke primarily about life in prison, the unfortunate circumstances and growing circumstances of mass incarceration in this country. And he talked about the prison industrial complex, and he became a very important voice not only in this country, but around the world, talking about the folly of the so-called correctional system. But his voice has evolved a great deal to the point where he is now a noted historian on African history, the impact of the American Empire on the planet, and he wrote a marvelous history of the Black Panther Party, focused on the female side of the Black Panther Party, the part that was really running that party and making it successful. In a sense, very much like Howard Zinn, Mumia writes from the point of view of the victims, from the people who don't possess the wealth and don't possess the guns. His voice and his pen has evolved masterfully over the last 25 years.
So your film, Mumia, Long Distance Revolutionary, opens next week in New York. Where and when can people see it?
The film opens in New York City at the Cinema Village, obviously in the Village, on February 1st. And then we are rolling out across the country to a growing list of cities, including Los Angeles, Seattle, and many other. But it all happens in New York. It's my hometown. That's where I would love to see Mumia's story create a spark and create a prairie fire. We'll be at the theater for Q&As. We'll have people from the film at the theater talking to audiences. So we're looking to really engage New York City with this film.
Stephen Vittoria is the producer-director of the new film on Mumia Abu-Jamal entitled Mumia, Long Distance Revolutionary. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.